Bezum and Aleph, Rashi di Ramashko Pirshua, and that is about halfway down the page, beginning of the line. Okay. So, Pirshua le Shmuel, the high the comer pas echod, hanu arbat tfachim. So we had a problem. The Braisa, which seemed to say, that you had your chutzar of 11. So how was that fitting? So the Mor says that. So if it's on one side, you need a pass of four tefachim. If it's on both sides, you don't need a pass of four tefachim. Each one can be just very small, since on both sides. Okay. Okay. How far are we getting the Gemara?
Amar of Papa.
Amar of Papa. Okay.
And I'm sorry, we're up to the Ibai Sema 3 lines from the bottom.
Okay. Somewhere says the case where the opening was 7. So why we need, in that situation when you need a case of Roiv, that's the case that says you need either Roiv or the Doifin. Why we need Roiv or the Doifin in that situation? Because if it's 7 to start with, and you put in 3 and a mashahu, so it's no longer 4 tvachim, so it doesn't require, and more than that, because the Omer of Chalai, El the Pachas Me'arba, Loi Tzara Klum, we said, Rebbe Chalai said before that if it's less than 4, it doesn't need anything. Okay. Samura says, one teretz is Kan B'chatzar, Kan B'movi, or Rebbe Chalai is it's Mechlokes Tanoi. Kan B'chatzar. Chatzar Meruba, Chatzar is defined by the fact that it's square, or the fact is that its width is greater than its length, and in movies, but the fact we saw before that the opposite, that its length is greater than its width. So by chotzer, we're not going to be matter it if it's less than the heter of Chalai was by a case of a movie. We said that the Pesach of a Mavi is 4. Under 4 doesn't need anything. But by a Chotzer, even under 4 would need something. Mavi is Archa Yasa al Rechavi. But Mavi is the opposite, that its length is greater than its width. And over there we said that there's a heter of less than 4 is Mutter. Or alternatively, the Rebbe Chalai Tanoihi. Chaman, that's more later on, Daf Yud Gimel. Mefarshahu, who these Tanoim are. There's no final resolution on that machlokes, and therefore that's why this Braisa says, or this Shmuel told Rav Chananya Bar Shila that you should wait till you have Roiv Doifin. This way you're not getting involved in any arguments, because if you have Roiv Doifin, you're for sure okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So holding 3 lines on the bottom in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. L'shen yam hanichas l'chotzer. You had a situation where we just touched this idea of the case where the back of the chotzer was abutting on a body of water. And a tongue of the water, there's an extension of the water, went into the chotzer. En ramalan haymeno b'shabbos. So now this water is in the chotzer. So you want to take the water and use it. So you can't draw that water from this extension of from this Lashon Yam Elim ken yesh le mechitza gvoy yutvachim. It has to have a mechitza which is 10 tvachim high. You have to enclose it, enclose this lashon yam with a mechitza. Now, b'medam amurim it's at the brayso shepitzosa b'yosim me'asora. That's talking about the opening of that side which faces the yam. It broke open in a space greater than 10. If it's only the opening is only 10, so then you don't. That's considered as if it's closed. So that's it. So if it was pierced more than 10, you want to build it back. The building that you're building back is going to be a mechitza of 10. But if there never was a pierce to start with, it's mutter. Now the more is medayik from the brisa. Memala hudulah memalinan hotaltuli metaltalinan. It seems to be that the issue here is that you can't take the water from the lashon yam, which is an extension of a karmelis, from there up and take it out into your chotzer, which is rishus hayachid. But it doesn't seem that there's a problem in the chotzer itself that you can't carry. Hotzutulim etatulinim, you'll be allowed to carry in the chotzer. So why is that so? The chotzer is broken open. You said the case was that there was an opening more than 10, which has a din of a pirtza. So it's poritz to an area which it cannot carry. So that would take away its status of a chotzer. Some more answers. That the wall under the water is still standing, and it has a height of 10 tefachim. So, for the regards to the chotzer, that is sufficient to say that it has a wall around it. You're allowed to carry in the chotzer. But the water of the yam went over it, so since it's connected, that the water of the yam is connected back to the water in the yam, it's still considered part of the karmel, so you can't draw the water. But in regards to the chutzah still has a wall around it, even though it's submerged underwater. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Shenichlas l'chotzer, it's about 9 lines up from the bottom. The Rashi. Derech pirtzes hakoysel, that the wall broke open and the water came in. Because it wasn't, the whole wall wasn't removed. Because otherwise there's no difference between 10 or greater than 10 if the whole wall is missing. So it's only mutter to draw the water. You built up the wall up to a height of 10 tefachim. If there's 10, the opening is 10 or less, it's mutter because shere yeshir mekana mekana, because there's walls on both sides. And the more draws an inference over here. The Bryce only discussed the issue of drawing water. Because it's taking from the water, which is a karmelis, to Rishus HaYachid. You can carry in the chotzer. What do you mean? It's nifritz bimaloya. The Rashi says the word bimaloya is lav dafka. It doesn't really mean bimaloya. It means totally open on the whole side. That's not true. The point is it's appeared to more than 10, which has the halacha status of a pirtza, so that's equivalent as if it's saying the whole side was open.
Where it says the verse talks about yam, but it would also apply to a river?
Correct. The verse says, the isla, it's like Rashi, this is like the top Rashi, and you base them a base. Masha nishim in our pirtza, begay basorah. That the part of the pirtza which is broken open, there still is some wall left, and it's 10 tefachim high. Abul hayom kisohu, but the yam has went over it, submerged it.
So the scenario here is if the, let's say it's a high tide that the water breaches the courtyard as described. At low tide, you would simply have the wall around the chatzar would be lower on one side, but still be a wall.
No, I think the case over here was that the wall broke. Yeah, so the picture, the case, the wall, there was nifrat, there was a break in the wall. I mean, there was, the wall was much higher, it was blocking, it was preventing the water from coming in, and the wall broke, and now the water came in over the
But the wall's still there. If the water receded from the chatzar, you would have...
Right, that's not going to happen anymore. It's submerged. The wall, the bottom part of the wall is submerged.
Just tides. I'm trying to understand the situation. That what's left is the gidude.
Right.
It's still...
It's under the water.
It's a tefach high remnant of the breached wall.
Correct.
So, if there's no water involved, it's just there's a higher than 10 tefachim wall around the chatzar. And it's only 10 tefachim high for that section.
That's fine.
Okay.
Right. In fact, it's one part is higher, but that doesn't bother us.
Would the same apply if the entire... What if chatzar is entirely submerged? Yeah. It's after Hurricane Sandy, and your backyard has a wall around it, and it's now a large swimming pool, and of your 10 tefach wall...
We'll have cases later on like that.
Okay.
How much you need to break... What's necessary to break... to.
But you hear the key is the chatzar is still enclosed by a 10 tefach high wall.
Correct.
And that's why you can kill.
Tosis raises the question. If you want more work, take a look at the top Tosis on your basement base. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, new discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavi Shlo Nishtatu Boy. A movie where they did not do shituf, because we'll see later on that after you put up your mechitzas, you still can't carry there until you do a process called shituf, which is the equivalent of making an eruv chatzeris for the movie. After the chatzeris have joined together, each chatzer, all the members of the chatzer have joined together in their chatzer, allowing them to carry, then all the different chatzeris have to join together in the movie to allow them to carry. So it's still considered that the you can enclose it by putting a lechi there. So if you put a lechi there to enclose it, if a person would throw from a shisha rabim into the movi, is chayiv. Hichshir b'kairo. If they enclose it by putting a kura on top, Hazark L'Sorkai is potter. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechi creates a mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kura does not. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the consider Shasa Yachid to be a rice, you need four walls. So a lechi is your fourth wall. A kura is not. So it's throwing from Shasa Rabbim into a karmelis. So he's potter. Now, Maskal Rosh Hashanah, trust in the standard of Yehuda. Time is only nishtatu, but you're stressing the case of the Mavi, which is not nishtatu, but Mavi was yet honishtatu. But you tell me if there was shituf, I feel like shir b'kari nami chayiv. So then it would be different. Even the kari would enclose it. Okay, kikur zu also oisar v'shus ayachid. The fact that there's a kikur can make it into v'shus ayachid or v'shus rabim or a karmelis. Because whether they've joined together in a loaf of bread, that doesn't make any sense. And furthermore, Vatanya Chatzeris Shal Rabim Umavu Hashenam Mufulashin Bein Irvu Ubein Lo Irvu Azark L'Sechen Chayiv. That even though they belong to a group of people and they did not do their Irv process, it's still the Chiyiv Deraisa has nothing to do with that. Rather, the correct way to say Rabbi Yehuda is the following. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mavi she'en roi l'shituf. A Mavi which shituf alone will not work. It's a Mavi meshulif, mefulish. Hishir b'lechi, hazerk l'secha is chayiv. So now we're saying that three mechitzas is the raisa, a lechi is a mechitza. So it's open to both ends. You put a lechi, it closes it on one of the two ends, and now it has two sides plus an end. Zarek l'sarekha is chayiv. Hechshir b'kairo. As Erech L'Seichah is Potter. Now the Gemara says Alma Kesaver Lechi Mishum Mechitza Bekar Mishum Heker. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is clearly saying that the correct understanding Alechi is that it's a Mechitza. And his understanding that a Kara works on, not as a Mechitza, but it just acts as a way to be some type of a hecker to remind people that this is the end. Vechena Maraba Lechi Mishum Kara Lechi Mishum Mechitza Bekar Mishum Heker. Rabbi also says this idea that Alechi acts as a mechitza, it's a lacha mashmasina, that's a mechitza, and a kara is a hecker. V'rava amar echadze mishum hecker, both are only because of hecker, means Lechi also is only a hecker. Say Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba the Rava, Azarik l'mavi. So Brisa says, person throws into a mavi. Yesh l'lechi is chayiv, ein l'lechi is potter. So you see the lechi. The Brisa says that the lechi encloses it because it differentiates to the lechi or not a lechi. According to you, that both only because of heker, a lechi should make no difference in regards to a person's chayiv of chilul Shabbos when he throws from shesarabim into the mavi. So it's Kash and Rava. Versus Hachikamer. En etzarech el alechi hazarech l'sarech is chayiv. Lechi b'davar acher hazarech l'sarech is potter. If it's a mavi which is enema foolish, it has three sides, all it needs is a lechi or a kara, so then the person throws which is rabim into there, he's chayiv, because three mechitzes is the rice. If a lechi is not sufficient, which means it's mefulish, so like we said before, that you need a lechi on one side and a tzuras pesach on the other side, and he hasn't put the tzuras pesach yet, so then so it's only two mechitzes is potter. Okay. Esvei. Rashi. Hikshir Balechi, the second line of Rashi. Tikdim Balechi, if the person came to this Mavi and he corrected it with a Lechi, then Azarech L'Sarche, Mishasarabim, the person throws from Mishasarabim into the Mavi, is Chayiv. The Ksav reviewed all Lechi, Mishamachitza, Lechi, considers it a Mechitza. So that wall is now considered, that side is considered closed. Hikshir Bakara, Azarech L'Sarche, is part of the Ksav Bakara, Misham Hacker. Kara is not a Mechitza, but it's a Hacker. So Arboa Mechitzas, the rice, the ben, the kula, ben, the chumar. So right now the Morse is assuming, see, we need four Mechitzas to be considered Rishos HaYachid. So the Morse challenged that. The Brisa says, Chetzer Shal Rabim, Shepsuchin, Batim, Harber, L'Chotzer, Vashim, B'nei, Batim, Zeh, Al Zeh. The Loch is, if you have many homes, at least, I mean, two or more homes opening into that Chotzer, nobody's allowed to carry in the Chotzer. Say that again. Nobody's allowed to carry from the houses to the chotzer. She'en yichalim lahotzi min abatim lechotzer, below iruv. You may not carry from a house to the chotzer without making a ruvi chatzeris. Neisha bayis reshus hamiyuchedus lo. Each house is for the individual. The chotzer reshus chaveri moshul ba, and the chotzer the other person has permission also. Nimsa moitzi mirishus lirishus. So in people's minds, they've carried from a private rishus, from one rishus, the rishus of an individual person, to a rishus which is different, it belongs to a group. So in people's minds, that's like carrying from a rishus a yachid to a rishus a rabbi, right? It's a private domain to a public domain. That's how people will perceive it. Now they don't understand that that's true in the ownership sense, but it's not true in the definition of what halacha defines that. But also, well, I carry from my private house to this public area. So you had to carry from a private house to the public area. Rabbanu Gazer Shalol Lahotzi Mishas Ayachid Lushas Ayachid, even though the rice are both Rishuas Yachid, Zeridom Asilafukim Rishas Ayachid Lushas Arab. Okay. Abba Bachotzim Mutal Talta, but the more they'll say later on that the items which, beginning of Shabbos, were in the Rishon Sarav, in the Chatzar, you may move them in the Chatzar. Kermina with Mesef the Shabbos, Perak of Eliezer, Omer, Imlo Hevikli. So he says over there, if in the Chatzar itself, you may carry. You can't carry from the house to the Chatzar. You carry from the house to the Chatzar, you cannot carry in the Chatzar. But something which started out at the beginning of Shabbos, in the Chatzar, you may carry it, you may move it in the Chatzar. But the Bryce says whether made an Erev or not, the Zarek L'Soich is Chayiv. So the verse is like this. If it's any rather Shituf Mefulish, so it has two openings. Now he came and he made a Lechi in one of those two openings. Now it's still not Mutter to carry because you still need to search the Pesach, but he didn't do that yet. But once he did that, you hold Lechi Mishum Mechitza, so now it has three walls. Lechi Mishum Mechitza, but Ksever Shalosh Mechitzas, Shalosh Mechitzas is the right. And we go right now that three is the right, so is enough. So now somebody throws from the Shasuravim into this Mavi, which has two sides, plus a Lechi, and he may not carry it in there yet because it still needs a Tursa Pesach, but he didn't do that yet. But once he puts the Lechi up, somebody throw in, it would be Chayiv. Because Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Okay. Well, we touched on it before, right? The more to talk about it a little bit more in this moment, but I think we mentioned it before. I don't think we made a major discussion out of it yet, no. Ezrak Lamavi. So the more asked the Kash on Rava, the Bryce says Ezrak Lamavi. If it has a lechi, it's chayiv. If not, I'm a lechi mishum mechitza. So you see, lechi is considered a mechitza. The more says, no. The correct way to read the Bryce is the following: a mavi shenot tzarich el a lechi. All it needs is a lechi, which means, in other words, it has three sides already. Shenem a foolish. It's not open at both ends. See, even before you put a lechi up, or even put a lechi up, because lechi is just a hector, but chayiv. Abba gav the lesli lechi, the shalosh mechitzah the raisa, because three is enough. And mavi, which needs a lechi, but never acher, i.e., it's a mefulish, and needs a tzurz of Pesach, and needs a tzurz of Pesach on one end, kataris mefulish. Mazar lechi is potter, Abba gav the oven lechi, even though he put the lechi up, he's still potter, because you only have two walls. Okay. Something more. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. How many mechitzas do you need? We had before. Mark quoted this price before in Davov. Yes, sir. Okay. And Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda said, took it a step further, and he said, "Mishi Yeshlo Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidim Rishasurabim." He has Rishasurabim going through the middle, and there are houses on both sides. Well, houses have walls, so this Rishasurabim has walls on two sides. It has the walls of the houses. So Yehuda says, "Oisalechi Mikan, Relechi Mikan, Okara Mikan, Rekara Mikan, Benoisim Benoisim Bamsa." So you can put a lechi on both sides, both of the house. Facing Shusrabim, and let's say Shusrabim is running east west. So on the north side of the house and the south side of the house, facing Shusrabim, you put a lechi. So now you're allowed to carry in the Shusrabim. They put a car across between the two houses, you're allowed to carry. The yes or can was because the case before was a case where there was a, the two houses shared a second floor which went across the top of the Shusrabim. Right. He says there's a p'tikur yer v'soysim. Right. So then he says, furthermore, you don't even need that, but even a lechi or an akara would permit it. Chama said back, Amaloi ain't a marvin rishusurabim bekach. Rishusurabim, that's not sufficient to enclose rishusurabim. So you see that a lechi is considered a mechitza. So the Morris says, no. Hasam Kesav Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzas Deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda's argument really is that Deraisa too is enough to be considered Rishas Yachid, and the Lechi or the Karar just because of Heker. Fine. The end of that thought. Let's see Rashi. Yeser al Kain. It's right, basically right across the, from where you are in the Gemara into the Rashi. It's Yeser al Kain. About halfway down the page. Le'amine Ari Beboina Aliyah Agabi Shnei Batim Miperkal Gagas. It's a Mishnah later on. You built the houses. There was a second floor which attached both homes, and that went above the Rishis Sarabim. Rehuda said yes. Rehuda said no. Then, furthermore, he built a lechem mikan. I'm a lechem shem mechitza. You see, lechem is considered a mechitza. And the filler of the pligi ale ele brishas rabim. Rehuda only argued brishas rabim. Ain't my brishas rabim bekach. Alva b'mavim a foolish loy, but they by mavim a foolish they would agree that a lechem is sufficient. So more answers. The Rehuda holds shem mechitza is. Shall shnei batim levada lechayayim, the just the two walls and the houses on both sides is enough to make a rishus yachid without the lechis. But lechayayim the kamatzus Rehuda mishum heker ba'alma. The lechayayim is is because of heker. Now the Bryce the Mishnah says Kara also. So the Kasha isn't just on Ravu, the Kasha is on everybody, because everybody said before Kara is Mishum Heker. So why we only ask the Kasha on Ravu? He says you see Lechi is considered a Mechitza. Yeah, and you also see the Kara is considered a Mechitza. So Kibegar, if you look at Gayan Ashas on the side, Kibegar asked the Kasha on this Rashi. I'm not sure why he waited until Rashi to ask the question. It's a question of the Gemara, really. I guess he's learning that the Eisvei in the Gemara could be the Eisvei on everybody. Rashi learns that the Kasha is Amalechi Mishum Mechitza. The Kasha is only on Rava. Okay, that's why it's in Rashi. Okay. So he says that we could be Deicha the Braisa. In other words, they argue on this point whether lechi what a kara is, whether kara is a mechitza or a heker, but that's clear, and everybody seems to say lechi works. So in other words, that's the way the kasha is only limited to lechi. Okay. Back in the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. A little more than halfway down the page, middle of the line. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavi she'arka kirechavot. It's square. It's not. Normally, we said the definition of mavi is that the length when the person walks into the mavi from Shus Rabim and walks along towards the back. That's called the length of the mavi, and the width of the opening. The arc has to be greater than the length has to be greater than the width. So that's you cannot be mounted with a regular lechi, which is just a mashahu. It's like a chotzer and it needs a pass of four tefachim.
I mean, we said before that if it's square, it is a chotzer and it's not a mavoi.
Right. So that's why you need a pass of four. You can't use a lechi.
Okay, so it's not like a chatzar. I mean, it is a chatzar, right?
Well, it has a halachic status of a chatzar. The mice, it's a mavi. It's functioning. The people's function. Uh-huh. It's functioning. It's the mavi. It's the outlet of all of the chatzaris and thrushes of Rabbim. Okay. Amar Kiyah Bar Ashi Amar Rav Mavi Shavarka Kirichavoy and it's a Bekara Tefach. Also, the Heter of Kara was only said by Mavi, which the Mishnah will tell us that that's a Tefach. And again, we don't know that was only said by Mavi, not by a Chotzer. So Chotzer has an opening. A Kara Tefach will not be matter. Omer Rabbi Zera Kama Mechuvonin Shmaitza the Sabi. What they said makes is is so good, it's so on target. What?
Exact.
Okay. What the kiman the orka kirechava habalechot? So rechotzer in any teres belechi bekara eleva pas arbo. It gets the halachic status of rechotzer. Therefore, lechi and kara do not work. Still, it's the third year already, and now it's five. So on it. Amr v'zeira but however, I still have a question. Lehevi high lechi kipas mashahu. Ministry, but why isn't the pass of a mashu enough? Okay. More says ishtemitzei hada amar rabasi amar biyachanan pasichot tzrichin shehei ben arboa. So it's not enough. That should be. I mean, he was ishtemitzei. He missed this point. Like Shemitah was removed from him. It means he was not aware of this statement that Rabbi Yochanan said that the pas of a chatzar needs four. So they told him that's the answer. That's why the Ottoman Aleph Tosfos points out that Rabbi is the one who said that on one side it has to be four, on two sides each it's good enough a pas mashu on each side, but from one side you have to have one of four. So that's after he heard this statement. Amr Reb Nachman, we have this before. Nakatinon, we have a Masara. It has to have that the length is greater than the width. And that's when you're allowed to use a Lechi Vekara. And Ubotim Chatzeris Pesuchim Lesoichoi. And there are at least two Chatzeris opening in, and each Chatzer has to have at least two houses. So what to give something that says like a chotzer that lechi or kara are not acceptable? You must have a pas of at least four. Kol she merubas, it's square. And where it says merubas in a gulaloi, if it's square, yes, but if it's round, not. Hachakomar. It means to say the following. Iarka yeser al rechava havalei mavui mavui belechi b'kara sagi miloi havalei chotzer. Okay. So now the more saying a chiddush, if I would shape my chotzer like a mavui, that its length is greater than its width, which is not the normal way they would make a chotzer, it would get the halachic status of a mavui, even though it's just being used for the members of this chatzar, and you can be matter with the lechi b'kara.
So even though there's no
chatzar
group in one
room? No, you know what? I want to correct that. He's going to make it in the case of the Movi, I think.
But if you have a Sratia on one side and a Bik on the other side,
it's like the end of his thought. I have a Movi, which I'm allowing you to have Lechi Bikara, is if it's Orcha Yeser Bechavoi, it's considered a Movi. But if it's Merbas already, then that's considered a chotzer, which is not in terms of lechi b'kara. It's all going back on that same case. Miloi havali chotzer b'kama. So how much more do you need that the orech should be on the roichiv that it should be considered a mavi? Sover Shmuel the mimir adi kapishnaya. It has to be twice as long as it is wide. Amalei Rav, Hachi Amar Chabibi, Afilo Mashuhu. So my Chabibi said, Afilo Mashuhu. Chabibi is Rebbe Chia. So in the word Chabibi over here is actually a contraction for the word of Ach Avi, my father's brother. So Rebbe Chia was his father's brother. So it was all my uncle said, even a Mashuhu.
isn't his rabbi too?
He's a rabbi also.
He refers him. It's interesting. He refers himself.
That's
uncle. I don't know. It sounds a little familiar, but maybe that's just because of that modern thinking.
Actually, the reason why Chavibi, one portion of his mouth was because that that's in the closer relationship really should be between a child and a father. But because of the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, the merah avayim, so it limits that relationship. And so a father's brother extends the closest of the relationship without the awe. So that's the closest relationship. So that's why an ach avi. The word Chavibi really came from the idea of Ach Ovi. Uh-huh. That's why Doidi is always used as the Doid is an uncle. That's always the Lashon of the closest is always referred to Doidi. That's the idea of Doid.
You even have that in English. Uncle was a very endearing term.
Right. Okay, see Rashi.
So now we've introduced a category that is deeper than it is wide, but not twice as deep.
So we're saying that's not true. Okay. We're saying that he's wrong. It's even a mashahu. As long as it's a mashahu longer than it is wide, that's good enough.
Yeah.
But Shmuel
wouldn't.
Several Shmuel the Maimer. Shmuel thought to say, and Rav explained to him that Rechi is not like that. Rechi is not like that. That's you don't need double. Belechi mashuhu. You can't be allowed with a lechi mashuhu. Eleber pas arboa kichatzer needs a pas of four like a chatzer. If it's arkechu rechavai, so that's it. Same problem. You can't be mounted bekar tefach kishar mavi. They're not arguing. They both said the point is this is not a chotzer mavi anymore. It's like a chotzer, and there's no heter lechi v'kara. Kamachuvanim l'sayein huboy. He's coming to agree with that. Rav Nachman said you need batim chateris, shtei chateris, pesuchas l'soichay. You need two chateris opening into the mavi. Ubay is pesuch l'chol chotzer, and you have at least. His bias. The Russian before said batim. It's in Lashon Rashi. It's bias over here. You need two batim into each chatzur. Yeah, Rashi agreed with that before. I don't know why he says bias. Okay, shekain all you. They were saying the thing called bias hoya chatzur, that there was a from the bias you went to the chatzur. Rashi didn't like taking one as enough, but it has to be a bias to the chatzur to the mavid. A gula loy, but to me a mishum the gula he mishtari b'lechi mashu. When it's circular, a lechi is enough. He says no. It means to say it's the following. Miloy haver the chatzur, who buy a pass. If it's not orka more than a rechava, then it's considered a chotzer and it needs a pass. It's not enough for the lechi. The point is saying square as opposed to rectangular, where the length is greater than the width. How much longer does it have to be? Shmuel said adika pishnayim. Ho bechotzer ho yisola nafka midina adika pishnayim. You need to extend it double. Chavivi Rechia Shu Achi Aviv V'Ima Sharaba. Actually, he was a double uncle. He was also the brother of Rab's mother, and they were Rab's father. Rechia was a half brother to Rab's mother and a half brother to Rab's father, and Rav's mother and father were not related at all, and they married. So he was his double uncle. He was Achi Aviv. I did not notice this Rashi before. Rashi actually is referring to a case of Chatzar, which you're going to change into a Mavui by doubling its length. That's very, very interesting. I don't want to comment on it because I didn't think about that. Okay. Okay. Now, Meshumer Rishmol Amar Tamal Echad. That so the Mishnah said before a difference between up to four amas beshamer grizel that a lechi or a kara is sufficient. More than four amas, you need a lechi and a kara. Mishila says even more than four amas, a lechi or a kara. Rekiva said no. Rekiva amar alzem is alzen echlaku. That they're arguing even less than four amas, you need beshamer hold you need a lechi kara. So Mor says Rekiva handles hanakama. So that's the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said, Bishami says Lechi Vikar, and Mishalul says Lechi Okar. And the Tanakhama does not differentiate. So what's Rabbi Kiva really adding? The Mishnah could have said, or, you know, the Tanakhama says Lechi, Bishami says Lechi Vikar, and Shmuel says, no, depends, it's more, four, more or less than four. Kiva Hanu Tanakhama. So my answer is, Ikibin now, the Rabbi Akhalai. So this is where the either Rabbi said or Rabbi said it, this opening of four. Well, let me say, we're not sure which one is which. Zakrashi. Rabbi Kiva Hanatan Kama. The Ketani Heksher Mavi, Beishamah Armim, Lechi Vikar, Boloi Maflik Ben Kotcha, the Rokhavi doesn't differentiate between how wide of an opening. The Rabbi Chalai, Mavi Pachas Me Arboa Tfachim, it's less than four Tfachim open. What's the Lacha? Chad Minau Islay. That one agrees of arba umarba lamala pligi apachas umarba ain't sarach klum, it needs nothing. And one says no, even less than four tefachim needs something. But mesaimi haiminau islay the rabba chalai haiminau lessay the rabba chalai. We don't know which one agrees and which one disagrees. Leel the rabba chalai gufei tenoyi. That's the board before in your base of an olive. We just saw that he says that rabba chalai is machlokes tenoyim. This is where this is what he's referring to.